WXLK HD Roanoke.
Laughter-induced accidents are not covered by insurance. Listen with caution when consuming hot beverages for the next 4 hours.
Out!
In the morning.
Time to start your day with the K92 Morning Thing. If you can handle laughter, occasional silliness, and a good time, then you're in the right place. If not, well, you've been warned. Here's Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, and Chris Ryan.
Good morning. It is 6:02. It is Monday, April 1st, 2024. Mostly cloudy, 80 for the high this afternoon. Right now, 53 in the NRV, 52 in Lynchburg, and 53 in Roanoke. And it is a big day on the show today.
It is.
Yeah. At 7 o'clock, it's the first of six chances to win $1,000 with the K92 $1,000 cash grab.
Yeah.
6:40, we got tickets into the final home game of the regular season for the Rail Yard Dogs.
Very nice.
And then at 8:20, we got tickets to see L. King live at Dr. Pepper Park.
Ah.
That is going to be an interesting show. Is she going to be sober or not? So
she will be. I feel like she will.
She's turned over a new
leaf. She has. Yes.
All right. But of course, today is Monday, April the 1st. Now, let me ask you guys, has anyone ever pulled a good April Fool's joke on you, or have you pulled a prank on somebody else?
I can't remember anyone pulling a good one on me, but I worked at this email hosting company in Blacksburg. It was called Rackspace at the time. Actually, it's still called Rackspace. And what we did was, to pull an April Fool's joke on the employees, we had two doors that allowed entry into the building.
Uh-huh.
On both of those doors, we put a sign that said, "This door is broken. Please use the other door."
Oh.
Unfortunately, it was raining that day, so I felt a little bad because people would go to one door, read the sign, walk in the rain to other door. And we had security cameras above each door.
Oh.
So we were watching. So after someone, the prank was pulled on them, and then they came in. They then sat in our office and watched the prank be pulled on other people. It was fun. No one was upset. I felt a little guilty because it was raining, but it was a good one.
You went to the back and you just fell on the floor laughing.
I was dying laughing. Yeah. It was the best day ever.
I've had someone people pull pranks on me.
Uh-huh.
One years ago, if folks remember Danny and Zach, years ago there was a day where I walked into the studio and the guys started cussing on air. I assumed, we're talking right now, So, back then, same thing. We hit the air and we're just saying good morning all. And they started just cussing up a storm.
Uh-huh.
And my heart, I said, what is going on? What are y'all doing? And I was so freaked out by it. And it was all an April Fool's joke. And we were not on air, but they said it really scared them.
And Monica, that's not what you said. You didn't say what is going on. You said, that's what you said.
Yeah, I freaked out. Just a little bit. I was like, my gosh.
That's a pretty good prank.
That's definitely a good one. They got Monica good.
Yes.
So it's time to announce the prank that we are going to pull on all the listeners today. And the people listening right now, you're going to be the only ones in on our April Fool's joke today. After this break, we will not talk about it at all. So our April Fool's joke today is, we are going to have cats meowing behind every one of our talk breaks today.
A little kitty.
We're not going to acknowledge it.
A little tiny cat.
Uh-huh.
I feel like it was one under my feet just now.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, Antoine, you can bring it down a little bit because we want it kind of subtle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be our prank today. If you're listening right now, you're the only ones in on the joke.
Meow.
Yep. It's the K92 Morning Thing. Thank you so much for starting your day with us.
Hold on to your brain cells. Here's Antoine's random fact of the day on K92.
We have to say happy birthday to Gmail.
I thought you were going to say Jesus.
Jesus is a little older than 20, yes, if my math serves me correctly. Uh-huh. But shout out to everyone who celebrated because he was risen yesterday.
Uh-huh.
But yes, Gmail turns 20 today because people thought in 2004 when it first came out that it was an April Fool's joke because of the size that you could have in your email address.
Uh-huh.
Because previously you could only have like 4 megabytes worth of emails. When Gmail came out, they said, no, we are giving you 1 full gigabyte, which is over 13,000 emails.
Mm.
20 years old.
Dang. Happy
Have you
birthday.
Had Gmail for the entire 20 years?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
When
no.
did you get your first Gmail account? Estimate.
Ooh, I feel like it's been maybe 10 years ago. It hasn't been that long, I don't think. 10 years.
10 years? What about you, Chris?
About 10 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. I've had mine for, let me see, I started here 2019.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I think I got my first Gmail account 2020.
Really? Okay.
2020, yeah. I stayed with, what was your email address before then? Because I stayed with my Antoine at vt.edu. Oh. You say dial up?
I said you got dial up, you got AOL, you got what?
I had net zero, first off. That was my first one. I had to click the banner every 15 minutes.
Yeah, my very first email was the AOL email that you got free with that disk when you bought a new computer.
Oh, the disk.
That's 150 hours.
And then I upgraded to Hotmail.
People listen right now to that disk.
Yeah.
What is that? That little floppy.
Yeah. I have a Yahoo I have a Yahoo email that is what I used to sign up for subscriptions and stuff that can go into a junk folder.
Monica, what was your first email account that's not open anymore that people can't email to?
Oh, because I feel like they're still there, still available.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, I know.
Won't give that
because my email, I had a Foxy Brown Sugar Girl 03 at Yahoo. I know. And when I first started here, they made me change it. Because I get it. I know why, but I can't
Sugar
use Foxy
03.
Brown Sugar Girl 03.
Oh. Okay, because 03, the year you graduated high school, Foxy Brown. And you were wearing your Juicy Couture sweatpants.
You know it.
Sabrina Carpenter and Feather inside another commercial-free hour with the K92 Morning Thang with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
Yeah, we have today's question of the day because it is April Fool's Day. It's the first day of April. You got to pay some bills. You got to make some people laugh. 30% of people will do this to you if you try to prank them on April Fool's Day. Monica, what do you think it is?
They punch them.
They punch them?
Am I close?
No, I'm going to need people not to go to prison.
Don't do that.
I want to say pants them. Pull their pants down.
What?
Pants people?
Like, what world are you guys coming from this morning?
Oh, I thought mine might have been like...
It's better than pants.
Pants them. You pull the joke on me, I'm going to pants you right here.
I guess Chris might be the closest. 30% of people will respond by trying to prank you back.
Okay.
And I think that's against the rules.
Yeah, it is.
I think whoever pulls the first prank, they have the upper hand. You got to wait until 2025.
Mm-hmm.
If someone gets you today before you get them, you got to wait because now it's a tit for tat. Like, I'm trying to outdo you.
Yeah.
People
are so busy now.
If somebody was to pull an April Fool's prank on me, then it's all bets are off because I could get you back next month. I'm not waiting until the next April Fool's Day.
Oh, no. That's 100% against the rules.
No.
That's personal. It's personal at that point.
Yeah, it is a little personal then.
You can't
April
Fool's prank someone on May 12th?
I surely can.
Because they're not even thinking about it. It's not even on the radar for
it's
a
not
prank.
Fair.
Yeah.
Right.
No, come April 12th, I'm still going to be mad about what you did to me on April
somebody?
The 1st.
You're going to pants them. A whole month later. Hey, you remember when you put that sticky note on my back?
Yeah.
I slashed your tires.
Be prepared to facepalm because we can't make this stuff up. It's time for K92's Dumb and Dumber. Criminal Edition.
All right, so a naked man was arrested after he allegedly stole a public vehicle. Your multiple choice for that vehicle is, what do you think he stole? A fire truck, a waste management truck, or an ambulance?
Fire truck, a waste management truck, or an ambulance?
Uh-huh.
I think a fire truck.
Yeah?
You're going fire truck? I think I want to go waste management.
Both of you are wrong. Ambulance.
Okay.
So Bradley Baker took control of a blue and white ambulance where witnesses claimed he was driving erratically with the headlights off. Now, police said Baker was spotted performing burnouts in the emergency vehicle.
Okay.
Baker allegedly led responding officers on a pursuit before he attempted to flee on foot. Then he exited the ambulance completely nude and in full view of the public in a parking lot. Now, the warrant also alleges Baker appeared to be under the influence of cocaine, you think? Police were able to take the naked suspect into custody, and the 48-year-old faces charges of driving under the influence of drugs, public indecency, driving with a suspended license, probation violation, theft by taking and fleeing or attempting to elude a police officer for a felony offense.
Mm.
Now, officials did not say how Baker got a hold of the ambulance. I'm thinking maybe it was an ambulance that was parked at the outside the hospital where maybe they just had just taken a patient in.
Okay. Yeah.
And then they left the ambulance unattended.
And he took his gown off.
Yeah. And he walked down from a back alley over by the ambulance.
Maybe yeah. that's,
listen,
yeah.
Well, listen, the man was naked. He didn't have, all he had to do was just walk up to an ambulance and be like, hey, I'm taking that. And whoever's like, you know, you can have it.
Yeah.
I'm not fighting a naked man for any vehicle. You can have it.
I'm thinking about the officer. Like, you know, do you clock out? Can you just clock out? I'm like, you know what? I don't feel like tackling this naked man.
I was having a donut break. Oh. I don't know what you're talking about.
Now, they did ask the suspect for comment when he was arrested. He's like, look, guys, it was cold outside, okay? You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
All right, this survey done by Wallet Hub says that people are exhausted with expanding tipping culture. So we think that tipping has gotten out of control. We're tipping for everything, and we're tipping a lot of money, and we're not making more money. So yes. It's like, you know, so when and when does it stop, and how do we slow it down? Like, is it really out of control? I think that it has gotten out of control.
I figured out a way to get around tipping. This sounds bad. Actually, I shouldn't say
this out
loud.
When you say it, yeah, I'm getting around tipping.
It sounds bad, right?
It sounds bad, but I get what you're, you know, I think I get what you're going to
say. The secret, if you want to be a bad person every once in a while, like I will be, to get around tipping, buy something online. Use an online app. So, for example, if I go to Starbucks.
Uh-huh.
If I pay with cash or with my debit card, I will give them a tip because they spin that screen around and I just have to. I can't hit no tip. But if I pay with my app and it asks me to tip after I've driven off, oh, I forgot they exist. I don't even know nothing about that.
Okay, we got to use the apps.
That's my only way, if you want to be a bad person, to get around tipping.
Look, if they spin that iPad around and I don't want to tip, I'm going to hit no tip and I'm not going to have a problem with it.
I can't do it.
But there's times that we don't need to tip.
Okay, what's the time where you said, no, I'm not tipping for that?
It was recently at like an ice cream shop. I'm not going to tip you for putting two scoops of ice cream in my waffle cone.
But the jar is right there and the girl's 16.
It's right there. No. She's always like, she's trying to go to prom, Chris.
No, but listen, that would be just like us asking listeners to Venmo us tip us or give us money on our Cash App.
My Cash App is.
Just for doing our show, you know? That would be ridiculous.
All right, so then when do you tip? Like what constitutes a tip from Kristen?
A tip that somebody's given me a service, like my hairdresser, my barber, my server at a restaurant.
Yeah.
My DoorDash driver.
What's the difference between the server at the restaurant and this 16-year-old giving you ice cream at Lickety Split?
Okay.
She's delivering you your food.
No.
She didn't make it.
It's different. You know, like
you dropped 50 cents.
No. A server is spending time with me, taking my order, making sure my drink is refilled, going to pick up my food, checking in on me. That's completely different than tipping somebody that's scooping me ice cream in a cone.
I will say I would be confused like with Sonic. I haven't been to Sonic in a long time, but they used to bring the food out. Am I supposed to... You know, how much do you tip someone that's bringing the food? Because then do I tip the McDonald's person that's bringing out my, you know?
Look, here's how I tip my Sonic worker. If they're really good on those roller skates, they're going to get a tip.
Exactly.
Because sometimes the Sonic workers, they're not on roller skates. Nope. You need to impress me, do some twirls and turns without spilling my food.
I've never seen the skates.
Chris is making it rain at Sonic. He goes, hey, you better dance for me. What are your rules? Do you have rules on tipping? Text in now, 52353, or you can call in 540-774-9236. Is tipping culture out of control? What are your rules? Who do you tip? Who do you not tip? Let us know. Be a part of the K92 Morning Thing.
According to Wallet Hub, they say people are exhausted with tipping culture and just tipping for everything. And then how much do you tip? Because the percentage is going up. So how do you feel? We asked you to text in to 52353. We had Bridget in Radford. She texted in and said Sonic no longer, because we were talking about Sonic and how to tip the servers. I guess they're servers, right? They're roller skating going out to you. Yeah.
Roller servers.
Yeah, roller servers. All right. Well, then she says Sonic no longer uses roller skates for their employees because people can't skate now and they fall down and get hurt.
That's insurance right there.
Mm-hmm. And she says, I tip the server that is making $2.13 an hour. People working a counter are making much more than $2.
I will say I just moved here from Memphis, Tennessee, and they're still on roller skates in Memphis.
Impressive.
That's all I'm saying.
So we need to go to like that fire skate place in Vinton and learn how to skate better and get some more.
Yeah,
I would love to see a Sonic car hop on a hoverboard. That would be awesome.
We got another text in to 52353 talking about, you know, this tipping culture. They said, as a former server bartender, tipping culture is out of control. I 100% agree with Chris. I'm not paying you extra on top of your hourly wage for you just doing your normal job you got hired for. Service industry workers are different because their income is solely tips.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this. This is my rule. This is my rule on tipping. I will tip you if you have a job where I feel that you can hook me up. So, for example, Starbucks, if I go there in person, I also want to avoid the awkwardness of not tipping you. But in person, if you could sneak me like a double shot, if you could, you know, I say grande, you hit me with the big joint, whatever it's called. I don't know the language.
Get that tip.
I'm going to tip someone who can do something for me. So that's pretty much everyone in my life.
So like Chipotle, if you want an extra scoop of meat, you like, hey.
I'm going to slide you this.
Hey.
I'm going to slide you these 3/4 over there. Yeah, I mean, for me, it's just the awkwardness of not tipping outweighs the regret or the frustration of having to keep tipping. So I'm going to keep tipping.
All right, take Antoine's money. Look, it's right there. He's going to just have money. I'll just lay it out
Look,
everywhere.
If you give me a massage, I'm going to give you a tip. That's all I'm going to say. You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thang with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And it's time for songs you only hear at the grocery store. Those songs you forgot about until you're walking down the bread aisle. Like, oh, I need to stay here for a few more minutes and jam out to this song.
Drop that loaf.
Yes.
Drop it like it's hot.
You better pick it back up.
Hey!
I made a note of three songs that I heard this past week, and here is the first one.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
First, we have to say happy birthday to Pauline Cook of Roanoke. She turned 111.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Yes, yeah, and so, yeah, I know it. Pauline, so she moved to Roanoke 2 years ago with her daughter. So she says she spent most of her life in California, but she's here now and living it up. And she says that she doesn't worry. So, you know, living to that age, people, you know, you wonder what is the trick to it, but, you know, how do you live? What is it that makes your life so fantastical and that you can live to 111? She says, I just let things just go off my shoulders.
So is there a difference between not worrying or not caring about anything? Because I don't care about anything.
Yeah, I know. I was like, sometimes I wonder if I should be more bothered by things.
I
am currently Googling historical events in 1913, because that's when she was born, and she's 111. Let's see. The U.S. Post Office began parcel post deliveries.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The first minimum wage law in the United States takes effect in Oregon.
Yeah.
And Woodrow Wilson is sworn in as the 28th president of the United States.
Look, she was in high school with Nixon, and she said that she liked him, but they never went on any dates.
Oh, she ain't. Well, that's good, because she ain't get caught up in all that, you know, controversy. That Watergate scandal.
For a reason, yeah.
They didn't have any DMs for her to slide into back in the day.
People are loving Beyonce. Cowboy Carter album.
Yes, ma'am.
Lots of positivity for Beyonce, including from Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton, she posted on Instagram and she says, wow, I just heard Jolene. Beyonce is giving that girl some trouble and she deserves it. Love, Dolly P.
As someone who's listened to pretty 95% of the album, the second half, there's 27 tracks. There's a lot of interludes, but there's 27 tracks on there. The second half of the album is great. It's significantly better than the first half. The whole thing is great, but I love the second half of the album.
All right.
When Miley starts.
And Dolly has the track number 25.
Yeah, so Dolly P, as she calls her, has an interlude, but then she's also on Tyrant, which is track number 25 with Beyonce.
Ooh.
Okay, my favorite track is Bodyguard. Which track is that?
Bodyguard, if I'm scrolling real quick, that is number 8. That's right before the Dolly P interlude. Yeah, okay. Bodyguard's number 8.
No, I like Bodyguard the best.
Okay.
So far.
I need to check out the album. Lizzo, she's quitting music.
Oh.
She says she's quitting over the lies being told about her. Because, you know, she had lots of, like, scandals not that long ago. And her dancers were upset with her and said that she was fat shaming them. And a lot of stuff was going on. Well, Lizzo says she is absolutely fed up. And she posted on Instagram and says, I'm getting tired of being putting up with being dragged by everyone in my life and on the internet. And all I want to do is make music, make people happy, and help the world be a little bit better. But she's just over it.
There has been a lot of negative energy surrounding her. Whether she calls it or not, I don't know, because I haven't been in those circles. But there's a lot of negativity around her name, and I hate that for her.
Now, I do have, I've read her statement. Now, she doesn't necessarily say, I'm quitting music. She just says, I quit.
Yeah.
So is it tease for a new music or is she really quitting music?
I think she's quitting music for a minute.
She doesn't say, I quit music. It's just, I quit.
So how would that be a tease for new music, though?
Maybe this is a song about what people have been doing to her. Yes.
All right, that could be a banger.
And maybe her new song is called, I Quit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. We'll see what happens with it.
Noah Kahan and Stick Season on K92. You're waking up with the morning thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
It only took 24 years for my mother to bring something back to the family. Oh, like, I'm so happy. I feel so lucky that she's my mom.
Aw.
Because I saw her yesterday. And what was yesterday?
Easter. Easter Sunday.
Easter. Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Did she invite the Easter Bunny to come back to your house?
She did invite the Easter Bunny. The first time in 24 years, my mother gave the Easter Bunny our address and told the Easter Bunny to take care of her two boys.
Aww.
And so we received Easter baskets from the Easter Bunny for the first time in 24 years. Because what I found out yesterday is when I was 15 years old, my mother called the Easter Bunny and said, this is the last time.
Oh,
this is the last time that you will bring these boys. They are old enough to get a job. Don't you bring them any more gifts. My mother cut the Easter Bunny off. And I don't know if she was feeling guilty or whatever, but she called the Easter Bunny this year and says, you know what? I want my boys to be taken care of one more time.
Oh, that's sweet. What was in the basket for you?
I have a question, because did the Easter Bunny hear or either your mom tell the Easter Bunny what to bring you? Because on the show on Friday, you talked about how you would like a pair of sneakers in your adult Easter basket.
No, so what was in the basket?
So in my basket, and I guess, you know, my mother had talked to the Easter Bunny and he knows what I like. I had a box of oatmeal cream pies.
Okay.
So the full 12 count.
Yep.
I had a bottle of wine. Let's see, what else was in there? Energy drink. Oh. And a Mountain Dew energy drink. That was very random. Cash.
Okay.
There was cash in there. Monies. And then some assorted chocolate was in my Easter basket. My brother's Easter basket, brought from the Easter Bunny, had a new linen set. So he had a new washcloth and towel. He had a bottle of wine, and he got cash from the Easter Bunny as well.
That's nice.
So the Easter Bunny didn't bring me sneakers, but they take care of me every other way possible.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, like, you had a lot of stuff in your Easter basket. How big was this Easter basket?
It was a nice size. I mean, it's a nice size. Listen, the Easter Bunny's been working out. Because my god brother and my god sister, they also received the Easter baskets this year from the Easter Bunny. And their baskets were bigger than mine. I'm going
to
be honest.
Let me talk to your mom.
I was hating a little bit.
You know what? Let me give her a call so she can contact the Easter Bunny.
But she made sure to tell me and my brother to come back to Chatham. She's like, I need you guys to come back home for Easter Sunday. I need you to come back home. She wouldn't tell us why. I thought something was wrong. I thought she was going to tell me, you know, she got a bad medical diagnosis or something. Nope. She wanted to let us know the Easter Bunny still loved us.
Aww.
And she still had the phone number. So my next question was, are you going to call them again next year?
Of course, she's going to give a call.
It's tradition now. The Easter Bunny has to come back, right?
Right. She can't just invite the Easter Bunny like one random year of your adult life and then you never see him again.
From now on, I expect to see the Easter Bunny at my house. I'm going to spend a night from Good Friday all Easter weekend.
You're waking up with the morning thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And it's time to play Wordplay for your shot to win your way in to go see L. King coming to Dr. Pepper Park on June 20th.
All right, so we got a pair of players today. We got Evie and Mom. Good morning, Evie.
Good morning.
All right, Evie, so you have to pick someone to play with. Who do you want to play with for K92's Wordplay? Antoine, Chris, or Monica?
Monica.
You're going with Monica. All right, so I'm going to send Monica out.
All right.
She has to go to the soundproof chamber so that she can't hear your answers. All right, got to wait for her to get out of here. So the way this game is going to work, Evie, I'm going to give you a random word. And what you have to do is guess the first word that's going to pop in Monica's head when she comes back. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Your first word is coffee. What is Monica going to say when I say coffee?
Creamer.
Coffee creamer. Okay, I like the excitement. I like the energy. All right, your second word is lawn, L-A-W-N. Lawn?
Work.
Lawn work, right. Number three is eye, E-Y-E, so you know what you see out of. Eye what?
Glasses.
Eyeglasses. All right, I got it. Number four is bird.
Poop.
Bird poop. Evie, how old are you?
9.
Okay. All right. Makes sense. I like the poop answer.
Well, and it, you know, it is good luck if a bird poops on you.
I disagree. And then the last one is always a name. So, Evie, who is Monica going to think of when I say Will?
Smith.
Will Smith. All right. I'll take those. Some good answers. Those are some good ones. Chris is going to get Monica out of the soundproof chamber. Evie, you just have to get 2 out of 5 right to win a pair of tickets to see L. King. Are you going to take your mom if you win those tickets, Evie?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I think she deserves at least one ticket. All right, Monica. Evie did great.
Okay.
Like, all of her answers are great. One of them definitely is applicable for her age.
Okay.
All right. Your first word, coffee.
Okay. I'm going coffee. Coffee creamer.
Coffee creamer. Evie, what did you say? Yep. I think we know.
There you go.
I think we all know that Evie got that one right. Your second word, lawn.
Lawnmower.
Lawnmower. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Evie, did you say lawnmower?
No.
What did you say?
Work.
Lawnmower.
Okay, still good. That's
Lawn work, lawnmower, mm-hmm. You connect it. How about eye?
Eyeball.
Eyeball. Evie didn't say eyeball. Evie, what did you say?
Eyeglasses.
Right there close to each other. Monica.
All right.
Evie's 9 years old, Monica. So yes. I need you to go back to 9-year-old Monica.
Oh.
Okay? Get in your brain right there. Because your next word is bird.
Oh, angry. Oh.
Okay. That's what you said.
Angry bird.
That's what she said, Evie. What did you say?
Bird poop.
I was like, okay, I was thinking animation, but of course, if I go back to my 9-year-old self, we didn't have angry birds.
No, but you had bird poop.
Oh, yeah.
You had bird poop in Bedford.
And the bird flu.
All right, so Monica, you got to get this one right. Ooh. Evie and Mom, they're dependent on this. Will.
Oh, gosh. I mean.
Come on now, Monica. Don't you let me down.
It has to be Will Smith.
You think it's Will Smith?
It has to be.
Yeah. I don't even need to ask Evie what she said. The screams, the jubilation says it all.
Will Smith, that slapper.
Hey.
What he did? All right, so Evie, you got those tickets. You and Mom are going to see L. King at Dr. Pepper Park on Thursday, June the 20th, courtesy of K92.
Hashtag good news, hashtag all the feels. It's Antoine's good news story of the day on K92.
We have 5 college students that are being labeled as heroes.
Mm.
So we got to shout out Jane, Molly, Eleanor, Clark, and Caitlin.
Oh my gosh.
Shout out.
They
shout
sound out like them. Heroes.
Like Power Rangers, Planeteers or something. But no, they are legitimate heroes because they say they rescued a mom and her 2 kids from a creek because she was driving and she drove off the road.
Uh-huh.
And they saw it happen. And so they went in to help. Here's the mom. Her name is Corey, talking about exactly what happened.
I guess I was too close to the edge of the road, hit a pothole or a bump or something, and lost control of the car. And next thing I know, I was in the water. Actually was able to get out through the sunroof that had shattered. And then whenever I got up, it was immediately get my kids. 4 of the 5 firefighters jumped in, and I think one of them called 911. Whenever I got my youngest out of the car, one of the girls did CPR on him to start getting him to breathe again, getting the water out of his lungs.
Yeah, and she said she's super grateful that the girls were there. The mm-hmm. outcome would have not have been nearly as good if they weren't, because she doesn't know how long it would have taken them to get, you know, to the youngest son and get him the help that he needed. And I didn't realize when I was reading the names, it's all girls.
Yes.
Like,
yes,
those
all
are,
the
like,
ladies.
Powderpuff Girls right
Watch
there.
Watch out, Marvel.
That's the Marvels right there. But yeah, we always see when we hear stories about college students,
mm-hmm.
it's the other side. It's the drinking, it's the partying, it's the irresponsibility action.
They recovered from their hangover and they jumped in that water.
Monica.
What?
Are you they
I'm just saying a couple of them, you know, a couple of them, it woke them up.
Delta Chi.
You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. So you've heard of a wedding registry, right?
Yes.
And then a registry for a baby shower. Well, Some people have an unspoken rule when you do an online gift registry. It's just a one-time thing. But there's a new trend of people doing a online registry for their divorce.
Okay.
All right.
The idea is that people can be financially vulnerable at the time if they're split. Mm-hmm. And there's a good chance they'll only get half the stuff that they came with. And
right.
They're going to need a lot of new stuff, like appliances, tools, furnishings,
uh-huh.
and other stuff like that. But
okay.
Anyway, people think it's a great idea and argue if it's even more helpful than providing newly married couples with stuff, since they may already have two versions of all that stuff when people go into a marriage.
Okay, I mean, being a divorced person, I don't think that it's a terrible idea, but I do think this. There should be rules on it. So, like, if you've been married for a certain amount of time, like, if it's been a year, like, you just bought them a bridal gift and a wedding gift, and then they divorced within that time, and you're like, hold the hell up. No, I'm not buying something else. But if a couple's been together for so long, like 10 plus years, and they split up, and someone has to get their own place, or, you know, they would need those appliances. I get it. Then I put a time on it.
And you could also, I'm just thinking on that, you could throw yourself like a big divorce party.
Yeah, yes.
And have a registry for that.
Mm. I think my feeling on all of the registries, divorce, wedding, baby shower, whatever it is, the items on the registry need to be functional. They need to be functional.
So
they can't just be
saying?
The items that you don't want to buy yourself, so you're going to try to get someone else to get it, where there's like a new video game system or tickets to all-inclusive resort. No.
Look.
You need a blender and a microwave.
They're trying to find their happiness. Maybe it's concert tickets to see Drake.
Exactly.
No, if you want me to buy something off a registry, it needs to be less than $50. Don't put stuff on there that you can't afford, because guess what? Nobody else can afford it.
In fact, can I move in with you now?
No, but I kind of agree. I think the divorce registry is okay. Like you explained, Monica, if you have been together with somebody for a long time and then you're losing a lot of stuff in the split. Noah Kahan and Stick Season on K92. You're waking up with The Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And if you missed this hour's cash keyword for your shot to win $1,000, it was trick, T-R-I-C-K. You're going to enter that word right now at K92radio.com. for your shot to win $1,000. And we're giving you 6 chances to win a grand every weekday on K92.
Yeah, and so we want you to be happy there, because you might be a little sad this weekend, because the season for the Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs, the regular season, is coming to an end this weekend. So make sure you are here on the thing tomorrow morning at 6:40 for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to see the last regular season game Friday, April 5th. With K92.
I'll tell you what, I feel like the season was just starting. it was like, well, no, hold
back
on.
In
hold
October,
on. Yeah, it was October. Hold on. Yeah.
I feel like it was just yesterday I was picking up all those teddy bears off the ice.
The teddy bear toss. But yeah, they've had a great season, so make sure you are there Friday, April 5th to celebrate their last regular season home game before they get into the playoffs.
Okay. Did we talk about L. King?
No.
Okay, because at 8:20 tomorrow, you have a chance to win a pair of tickets to see L. King at Dr. Pepper Park on Thursday, June the 20th. So you want to play some wordplay tomorrow.
Right. And then Freddie Mac will have your next code word to win $1,000 today at 11 o'clock. So be listening for that.
Yeah, so we got all of that going down after today's show. So before we get out of here today,
we have the Morning Thing Nugget. This is your Monday morning reminder that you are powerful beyond measure, that you are capable of pretty much anything you are willing to work for, and that you could change your life today.
Change it today. Change it for the better. Brand new episode of The Thing starting tomorrow morning at 6. Peace.
Hello.
Later, Gator.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92radio.com.